I'm Elena C. Thanks for joining me for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we'll meet a musician who really didn't know all that much about the New World Symphony before he applied to be a fellow with the group. Cellist and second-year fellow Joseph Lee happened to be participating in a music festival in Aspen one summer when he heard some friends talking about the New World Symphony.
Without knowing really too much about it, I kind of went in and took one of the auditions, and then for the years that came across, they kind of called me to come and play with them, and that was really my first kind of exposure to them, was just like the hands-on coming down here and playing with them.
And it's that hands-on experience offered by the New World Symphony that Joe finds especially helpful as he prepares for a career as a professional musician.
The hands-on experience is very important, just to have that feel of what a full orchestral schedule is like. That was kind of crucial, and also the fact that there are a lot of resources here to kind of help you. I mean, you know, they bring in coaches from all over to give lessons and master classes, and that can be very inspiring, especially when you have such a variety of musicians with all kinds of different backgrounds.
Joe is a California native who's been playing cello for more than 15 years now. He grew up near San Francisco and played with the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra. That's where he first learned about someone he's since come to especially admire, the New World Symphony's music director, Michael Tilson Thomas.
When I heard that, you know, he was the director here, and being able to work with him, that was also something that really attracted me to come to New World. And being down here and being able to work with him, it's been a real pleasure. There was this one piece that we played last year. It was the Brahms Piano Concerto, and there's a giant cello solo in the third movement. And he was able to at least make me feel more comfortable on that. It was a very kind of high-stress situation for me. It was the first, you know, big concert that we did, and we were playing with Emmanuel Axe, and I was getting a little nervous, but he was able to kind of offer some suggestions to make me feel comfortable, and I think that kind of made the performance a little bit more successful.
Joe grew up playing a few different instruments before he decided to focus on the cello. His musical talent was discovered almost accidentally by his parents, both of whom are also musicians.
When I was maybe like 3 or 4, they discovered that I had perfect pitch by kind of plunking notes on the piano, and they're like, Joe, what is this note, or what is this one? And, you know, so I started on piano, and then my secondary instrument that I picked up was actually the violin, but after a couple of years, I don't know, I got a little antsy. You know, I just kind of went to my dad, I'm like, can I play an instrument where, you know, we can just sit down? And he's like, well, why don't you try the cello? And I was like, okay. And in the end, I don't know, that just ended up being a better fit for me. So,
Joe says he's glad he's stuck with the cello, but there have been times when he's questioned what he really wants to do in the music world. There are a lot of options, he says, and for a while he wasn't sure which option he personally wanted to pursue.
You know, going to Juilliard in New York, everyone kind of goes into there with a mindset, well, I'm going to be a soloist, I'm going to push for the top and be as successful as I can be. And a lot of times these other options such as chamber music or orchestral playing get pushed to the wayside until you're finally forced to ask yourself, well, what am I going to do with my life? You know, what am I going to do with music as a medium? And so that's when I met this cellist, Eric Bartlett, who I would say has been one of the big inspirational figures in my life in terms of pursuing an orchestral career. He's a cellist in the New York Philharmonic, and just hearing him talk about the music was, it was really refreshing at the time where he really opened it up for me to be able to see all the different things that you can do with it and how you should be approaching it as some of the most serious and fun music at the same time. I guess the whole idea of being an orchestral musician became more and more attractive to me.
And that's Joe's goal, his ultimate goal. He wants to be a cellist with a professional orchestra, and not just any orchestra either.
Actually, my dream job would be to play in San Francisco. I mean, the orchestra I grew up with and, you know, my family's there. That would just be ideal for me to be able to go back to San Francisco.
Until that day, though, second-year fellow and cellist Joe Lee is happy here in South Florida, working with Michael Tilson Thomas and the New World Symphony, and excited about the rest of this season, which ends on May 6th. I'm Elena C., and I hope you'll join me again next week for another exclusive musician interview as we go backstage with the New World Symphony here on Classical South Florida.